White, Emma. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. March 16, 1894. Dear Emma, I have just written a long letter to you and Edson, but I will say a few words to you. My dear child, I so wish that I could be with you and talk with you, but this cannot be. Stephen Belden left Wednesday afternoon on boat, taking my horse, Phaeton, and Stephen's horse in two-wheeled cart, and our household goods. Now, Friday afternoon, I expect they are all in Sydney, Stephen and his wife, and Fanny Bolton. The rest of us had to wait to see this interest farther advanced. Important decisions are being made. Brother Starr has just come from Williamstown and brings an excellent report of visits made, and he spoke in the evening to a good audience. I speak in the hall on Sunday. Sister Starr, with Sister Tuxford, is now at Mrs. Press's giving the family private lessons in cookery. I have a request to make. Please send me my old plush cloak by the next family or persons who leaves America for this country. I need it to make over into a sack to put on in winter when it is cold. Emma, I make Edson and you a present of my white fur robe. Will you tell me in next letter where is Jessie? Who has her? Cannot she be sold? How are my carriages cared for? I told Elder Olson he might have the use of Jessie when he was in Battle Creek if he wished it, if she was not sold. He will need a horse. He enjoys riding so much that I thought it would do him good. Much love, Mother. I do hope and pray that Edson will not have one thread of business entanglements in any way, for the fine thread soon becomes a rope of steel which binds him hand and foot, and as those things have been his entanglements holding him from the work God would have him to do, I hope he will cut the last thread and throw himself without reserve wholly into the work. God will be his helper. The Lord will help him if he steps off into the unseen by faith. The Lord will catch you and hold you, Edson, in his strong arms. But everything which you have retained has been a snare to you, and I beg of you to cut out the right eye, take off the right arm, if necessary. Eternal life is worth a lifelong, persevering effort, and may God grant that you, my dear children, may make your calling and election sure. As you go onward and upward, I want you to block the wheels with the cautions and sure word of God, that the car shall not roll backward but upward on the steep ascent. God bless you and keep you and encircle you in the arms of His mercy. Only a little while, only a short period of waiting, and we shall see the King in His beauty. Isaiah 33, verse 17. Heaven, precious home of the blessed. May you be there, and as a family we be reunited. The broken family links never more to be severed. Mother. I would say I want my folding chairs. Are they in Petoskey? I want the carpets which are there sent to Battle Creek, and then send them to me by the first parties coming over. They can be brought without much cost, and they will save buying. If I have a small size satchel in my house among my things, please send it. I need it so much to carry my Bible. I have a part of a Bible, the Helps and Concordance which Sarah had bound separately. Please send it. I just think it is packed away, and do not take the trouble to find it. Mother. Tuesday, March 13th. I am very weak today. I have the moving agents dodging in and out. Byron Belden is packing books. Brother Belden, his father, is crating the furniture. We are generally upset. The goods go tomorrow with Brother and Sister Belden on the boat. We remain. Dare not leave just now. In Williamstown, the interest that was manifested on the campground seems to be constantly increasing. Several have decided for the truth. Captain Press and his wife, who is president of the WCTU, have manifested an interest which has increased since the camp meeting. They opened their doors to Brother and Sister Starr, and they were so deeply interested in examining the reasons of our faith that they searched the scriptures some nights until 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. And Mr. and Mrs. Press have been gaining knowledge and becoming more and more convinced of the truth. The cooking schools have been marked with deep interest and signal success. There are 3 more schools to be held. The productions of Canwright and Grant are being printed and circulated freely. Captain Press and wife have the testimonies borne by Elder Starr and Dr. Kellogg, but no doubt these productions will stumble some for a time. Those who love the lies that are the only weapons ministers and people have to handle against the truth will rejoice at these implements, given them as an excuse to resist the truth against which they find no Bible argument. I am certain quite a number of Williamstown have decided to accept the truth, and among these are Captain Press and his wife. He says Canright is either a knave or a fool to publish such matter as has recently appeared in his pamphlet, which the press, under the disciple order, are furnishing. Mrs. White is on the ground to speak for herself, and to speak, in dress and in other things charged upon her, that their statements are lies. I think there might be testimonials to meet this flood of lies, to stop the wrathful statements coming from these wicked men. March 14th. Slept but little last night, and am now, at 4 o'clock in the morning, writing these lines. I care not on my own account for these reports, but for those who are being deceived by these things. I wish you to inquire in Battle Creek for a little book which contains a large number of testimonials that were published to meet these lies 30 years or more ago. It will be a help to us here. Something should be done, if possible, to counteract these things, for our enemies say we dare not meet them. We are now getting out tracts to circulate freely, to do all we can do to counteract the work of Satan through the agencies of evil men who make lies and love them.